Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parsha's Tazria Metzora. That's Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. And the Pasuk says, "Vaydaber Shalom Moshe v'el Aaron Lemer." Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, saying, "Kisavoyu l'Eretz Kanan. When you come to the land of Canaan, Asher ani noisein lechem la'chuzo, that I give to you as a possession, v'nosati nega tzoras beveis eretz achuzaschem, and I shall place a nega tzoras on a house in the land of your possession." Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Dalet. V'nosati nega tzoras. Rashi says, "Besara hilahem." This is good news for them. Shana goyim by my land that they're going to have a nega on their house. Fishet minu ame rimat mani yeshel zov. Since the Amorim, those living in Eretz Canaan, hid a whole bunch of silver and gold and treasures in the walls of their houses for all the 40 years that Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, because there's a nega on the wall of the house, the wall has to be smashed open and then they're going to find the treasures inside the wall of the house. So it's not such a bad thing to have a nega on the wall of the house. Hey, what does this person do? The one that has the house, he comes and he tells the Kohen, saying, "Kin nega near li babayis, like a nega has appeared to me on my house." Let's see over here, Pasuk Lamed, hey, kinega near liba bayas, afilu talmud chacham sheidea shu nega vadai, even though this person's a talmud chacham, and he knows for sure it's a nega, lo yifsak davar bar loymar, he shouldn't paskin something clearly and say, nega near li, I for sure saw a nega, ela kinega near li, it looks like a nega to me. Back to Chomash Pasuk Lamed Vav, vitziva akoyen, the kohen should command, ufinu as habayas, and they should clear out the house, beterem yove akoyen leras as a nega, before the kohen comes to see the nega, velo yet makalash yarabayas, so that everything in the house shouldn't become tame, vachar kainen, afterwards yove akoyen leras as a bayas, the Shekain should come to look at the house. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Vav, B'terem Yaveh HaKain, Shekol Zman She'en HaKain Nizkaklai, before the Kain comes to look at it, Ein Sham Taras Toma, it's not considered like it's Tame, even if it's for sure Nega. V'liyat Makal Sher HaBayis, they're going to clean everything out so that it doesn't become Tame. She'im Lai Faneu, if they don't clear it out, V'yaveh HaKain V'yir HaNega, the Kain comes and he sees the Nega, Nizkakla Hesker, so then he's going to have to close up the house, V'chol Mashah B'Sech HaYitma, everything inside is going to become Tame. V'amachas HaTara, what's HaTara being careful of? What are they trying to save this owner from? Imaklei Shatef, if we're talking about something that could be immersed in a mikvah, yad bilin vitaru. There's no big deal. Let him immerse them in the mikvah and they'll become tahar. So there's no big deal if they become tamei. V'amal eichlan u'mashkin. And if we're talking about the food and drink that's inside the house, it's going to become tamei. So that's also not a big deal. Yoichlan meitu masai. He could eat them when he's tamei. Halechas atar al kli cheres. The tar is being careful for all the earthenware kalim. She'en lehem tar b'mikvah. They cannot become tar in the mikvah and they would have to be broken. So that's the whole reason why he has to clear everything out so that his kli cheres do not become tamei. Back to Chomash Pasuk Lamed Zayin. V'ras hanega. And the Kohen's going to see the nega. V'hine hanega b'kiras habayis. And it's on the walls of the house, shikaru rice, sunken in, yurak rakais oyadam demais, very green or very red, umarihen shuffle menakir, and their appearance is lower than the wall. V'yatsa kohen min habayis al pesach habayis, the kohen's going to go out of the house to the entrance of the house, v'hiskir sabayis shivas yomim, he has to close off the house for 7 days. Shava kohen b'yem hashvi, the kohen is going to return on the 7th day, v'ron, he sees, v'hinei pasa nega b'kiras habayis, if it's spread out on the walls of the house, v'tziva kohen, the kohen should command v'chiltu es havanim, they should remove the stones, asher bohen hanaga, that have the nega on them, v'yishlichu asen al mechutz la'ir, they should throw them outside the city, almakim tamei, to a place which is tamei. V'asabayis yakziya mibayis saviv, and the house should be scraped all around from the inside. V'shafchu es ha'ofer asher hiktzu, and they shall pour out the dirt that they scraped out, almichutz la'ir, outside the city, almakim tamei, to a place which is tamei. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Aleph. Rashi says, yakziya obilshon mishnah yesh harbe, and we have this many times throughout Mishnah. Mibayis means mibifnim, on the inside. Saviv, svivais hanaga, around the nega, they're scraping around that. What are they scraping? It's explained, shiklef hatiach shesviv avnei hanaga, they scrape the cement and the plaster which is around the stones that had the nega on them. They should take other stones and bring them in place of those stones. He should take other dirt or other plaster and plaster the house. Let's say this nega returns and it spreads throughout the house. After he removed the stones, after he had scraped the house, and after it was plastered, and the kohen should come, and he sees, and behold, the nega spread throughout the house. This is Tsaras Mamaris in the house. Tamehu, it's Tame. Venotats es habayis, he shall smash the house as a vanav as eitzav, its stones and its wood, the ace kalafar habayis, and all the plaster of the house, vahitzi al mechutz la'ir, and bring it outside to the city, al makam Tame, to a place that's Tame. Vahabal habayis, klameh hizgirai, so if someone went into the house all the days that it was quarantined, it was locked off, yitma ad arav, he's going to come Tame till the evening. Vashaychev habayis, someone who sits around the house, yichabes begadav, he's going to have to wash his clothing also. Vahaychev habayis, or someone that eats in the house, yichabes begadav, he also has to wash his clothing. If the kohen comes, v'rav hinei loy pasah nega b'ayis, and behold, the nega did not spread throughout the house. Acharei hitoach habayis, after he plastered the house, v'tira kohen es habayis kinir pa'anoga. The kohen shall be matar the house because the nega became healed. V'lokach l'chatei es habayis, and to clean the house, he shall take shtei tziparim, 2 birds, v'eitz arrows and cedar wood, ushnit ha'ilas, and a tongue of red wool, v'ezov and some hyssop, v'shachan es tzipor echas, and he shall shecht 1 bird, el kli cheres, into an earthenware kli, al mayim chayim, onto spring water. V'lokach es eitz arrows, he shall take the cedar wood, v'ezov and the hyssop, v'ezshni miyatoilas and the red wool, vesipra hachaya and the live bird, vitaval oisam and dip them, bedam hatzipra shchuta in the blood of the shechted bird, uvamayim hachimen on the spring water, vihiza alabayas sheva pa'amim and he shall sprinkle it on the house 7 times. Vichidias abayas and he cleans the house or he purifies the house, bedam hatzipra uvamayim hachayim with the blood of the bird and the spring water, uvatzipra hachaya uvetzarez uvetzar vishneatoilas with the live bird and the cedar wood and the hyssop and the red wool. Vishilachas hatzipra hachayal mechutz lo'ir al pnei asada and he shall send the live bird out of the city towards the field, vechipra alabayas v'taher, and he should bring about a kapara for the house, and it should become purified. And now we just conclude the discussion of tzaras. Zois ha-Torah, this is the law, l'chol negat tzaras v'lanosek, for any negat tzaras and a nosek is a negat tzaras on a hair or beard, v'lo tzaras ha-begir v'labayas, and for the tzaras of a garment or on a house, v'lasa es v'lasa pachas v'labaharas, all these different types of negayim, l'hairas is a teaching, b'yayim ha-tame v'yayim ha-tar, what day is considered tame, what day is considered tahar, zois tzaras ha-tzaras, this is the Torah, this is the law of tzaras. Now moving on to different types of tama. V'idaber Hashem al Moshe al Aaron lemer, Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron saying, Dabri al b'nei Yisrael v'amartem aleihem, speak to the b'nei Yisrael and tell them, Ish ish, a man, ki yeh zov mibsaroi, if he has a flow or a discharge from his body, zoi v'tamehu, his flow, his discharge is tame. V'zoi stia tumase b'zoivai, and this is his tomo with his flow, rar b'sari ha-zoivai, if his flesh runs with his discharge, oi hechtim b'sari mi-zoivai, or if his flesh is stopped up because of his discharge, tumase hi, that is his tomo. Let's just see the second Rashi over here in Pasuk Beis. Zoi v'tame, limit al-tipa shi mitama, this teaches us that even a drop is going to be mitame him. Now what's the difference between zoiv and shechva zera? So Rashi tells us, Zoiv is daim lemei batzek shel sa'irim. Zoiv looks like water that comes from a barley dough. V'dachoi, it's very thin, meaning it's very liquidy. V'daim lelei ben beitza hamuzeres, and it looks like the white of an egg, which is spoiled. However, shechva zera, semen, kashur, is viscous, it's thicker. K'lei ben beitza she'ena muzeres, and it's like the white of an egg, which is not spoiled. Let's just see Rashi and Pasuk Gimel also. Rar, l'shoin rear, this is an expression of spit. Shezov es pesare, that flows from his flesh. Es zoivai, k'mai rear she'yotze tzolol, this is like spit that comes out clear. Oyechtim, what does that mean? She'yotze of, it comes out thick. V'soisim es pio ama, it stops up, it closes the entrance to his member. V'nistam besarim mitiba zoivai, and his flesh has been closed up because of the zoiv. Zeu pshutai, that's a simple understanding. So at the Chumash Pasuk Dalet, here's the halachas of what he's metame. Kol ha-mishkav asher yishkav olav hazov, yitma. Any reclining that he reclines on is going to become tame. V'chol ha-kli asher yishkav olav yitma. And any vessel that he sits on becomes tame. V'ish asher yigav mishkavai, and someone that touches that which he reclined on, yichab his begadiv, rachatz b'mayim, v'tame ad arev. He has to wash his clothing, he has to immerse his flesh, and he's tame till evening. Washing his clothing means he has to immerse them in the mikvah. Rachatz b'mayim means washing himself, that means immersing in the mikvah, and then he's tame till the evening. Someone that sits on a kli that Azov sat on, he has to wash his clothing, rachatz b'mayim, and immerse himself in water, and he's tame till the evening. Someone that touches Azov himself, he washes his clothing, he immerses himself in water, and he's tame till evening. Let's say Azov spit on someone who's tahar, he has to wash his clothing, immerse himself in water, and he's tummy till the evening. And anything that Zav is going to ride on will become tummy. And anyone that touches anything that was underneath the Zav, he's tummy till evening. And someone that carries them, he washes his clothing, he immerses himself in water, and he's tummy till the evening. Anything that Zav touches, he didn't wash his hands in water. This is referring to even after he stopped having the Zav flow from him, and he already counted Shivan Akim that we're going to see about in the next Psukim. But he touched someone without washing his hands, V'chibas Begadav, Rachas B'mayim, V'tamei Ad Arev, that person has to wash their clothing, immerse themselves in water, and their tamei till evening. U'kli Cheres, Asher Yigah B'Azav, Yishaver, an earthenware kli that the Zav touched should be broken. V'chal Kli Eitz, Yishatev B'mayim, any wooden kli is immersed in water. V'chi Yitar Azav Mizayveh, when the Zav becomes tar from his Zav, V'safar Loi Shivas Yom Taharasoi, he should count 7 days. This is Shivan Akim, he's counting 7 clean days for his Tahara. V'chibas Begadav, he washes his clothing, v'rachas b'sar b'mayim chayim v'tahir, and he immerses himself in spring water, and he becomes tahir. U'b'yam ha-shmini, and on the 8th day, yikach lo shtei sarim, or shnei b'nei yayna, he takes 2 turtle doves, or 2 young doves, u'balif ne Hashem, and he comes in front of Hashem, al pesach ha-almayit, to the entrance of ha-almayit, u'nusanam al-akayim, and he gives them to the kayin, v'asa oisam ha-kayin, and the kayin performs them, he does their avayda, echad chatas v'echad oyla, one of them is a chatas, one of them is a oyla, v'chiper al v'akayin lifnei Hashem, yizayvai, and the kayin brings about a kapara for him in front of Hashem. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about Tumah, but a different type of Tumah, not Tumas Zav, but Tumas Shechva Zera. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.